As I mentioned in the beginning of the service, this is the last of our three-week worship series on why, of why questions. The questions we have sought to answer the past two Sundays were, I hope you still remember, why do people need Christ? And why do people need the church? And today we come to our final question. Why do people need our church? In other words, what is so great about Campbell United Methodist Church that makes us stand out among all the churches in our area? I don't know how many churches in our area, I have not counted, but there are so many, starting with churches in Campbell, in San Jose, in Santa Clara. So many. So many different places we live in, we work in. There are so many. Among all those churches, what is so something that is so unique about us? What do we offer to those who are looking for a church? Okay, here's another question. If we disappeared tomorrow, what would our neighbors miss about us? When I was introduced to the Staff Parish Relations Committee last April, members of the committee told me 10 great things about our church. They didn't really say, well, here are the 10 things about us, but I took notes and later I realized actually there were 10 things. So here they are. Campbell has a long history, and we will celebrate its 129th anniversary this year. Campbell is a reconciling congregation, and we welcome LGBTQ persons without condition. Campbell is proud of its ethnic diversity. There is a growing presence of West Africans in our church family. Campbell is rich in music with so many musically gifted people. Starting with this choir members, they are in the dark now, but their voices, when they open their mouth, especially when they sing with the melodies. Oh my, it's heavenly, right? It's beautiful. There are two vocal choirs, this wonderful choir, and once in a while we have African Fellowship Choir. They sing wonderfully too. And I have not heard them yet, but I understand there are four different bell choirs. And of course, we have children's choir too. Choirs, actually. And our organ is one of the best in the Bay Area. Oh, I talked about the children's choirs, and I heard about that night they told me about children's musical. They said, look forward to it. It will be just fantastic. The fifth one. Campbell has an excellent preschool. It's called Bright Days. Campbell is home to New Creation, a new church start for second generation Koreans. And they are growing with their outreach to the Hispanic community. Campbell serves as a community center for many different groups. There hardly is any day that is so quiet and no one's around here. Always something going on because of our own church programs, but also these different community groups that use our facility. Campbell is a free food distribution center for our neighbors in need. In partnership with the Second Harvest Food Bank, we give out food to people. Campbell is serious about our environmental issues and is in the process of acquiring solar panels. The last one. Campbell has devoted staff and leaders and volunteers, and they're always willing to help and serve. Do you all agree to these 10 great things about our church? Yes, yes. Over the last 3 months, I have found these things that the members of the SPRC told me about our church to be really, really true. Indeed, Campbell United Methodist Church is a diverse and vibrant congregation with a long storied history. With our many gifted and dedicated members, we are serving and we are reaching out to other people, seeking to be and do better in all the things that we are involved in. And this is why people need our church. Do you say amen to that? Yes. And I am so blessed to be the pastor of this wonderful, mighty church. As I wrote last week in the midweek message, I have had a number of different opportunities to meet our church members, both individually and in groups. Through the stories people shared at those gatherings, I've gotten to know our church family a little better and have learned more about our church. So here are the things that I heard and I decided to share with you. First, I've learned that the diversity in our church is not as simple as it appears to be. Among our brothers and sisters of the African Fellowship, there are people from Sierra Leone and Liberia. And out of the several, and actually I was so ignorant and I had to have some lesson from Pastor Daniel about this. So there are several different ethnic groups in Sierra Leone. We have people from Liberia and also Sierra Leone, the majority come from Sierra Leone. And then among the Sierra Leones, people from Sierra Leone, there are different groups, and mostly they represent two major ethnic groups, Temne and Mende. Is that right? Two major, yes. So these two major ones are represented by our church family. Second, still about the diversity, our church family is diverse not only in ethnicity, but also in geography. Though many of us were born and raised in California, this beautiful state, I have discovered that quite a number of us came from other parts of the country, and some of you are from Illinois, like I did. And there's another one. Like many of us, including me, and Pastor Daniel, and where are you, Bruce? Bruce, our church council chairperson. There are people who were born in other parts of the world. And except for those who were born into our church, and me, who was fortunate enough to be sent here by our bishop, the rest of us somehow found our way. Some of us after a long detour, some of us just right away, have found our way to Campbell United Methodist Church and made a decision to make this church as our home. So how did you come to Campbell? And what made you stay? I asked this question to people I've met at those gatherings or individual encounters, and here is what I have heard so far. When it came to why you were attracted to Campbell in the first place, the reasons were quite different, various. You mentioned the accent again. The very top one attraction of our church was music. Music programs. People were involved in music, our choirs and special concerts and special solos and ensembles and quartets and all that. That's the number one reason for many people. And another one was strong children and youth ministries, especially 20, 30, 40 years ago, when our church was bigger, we had more people in our church. We had a very, very strong children's ministries and youth ministries. And we still have very vibrant children's ministries and done by our staff and also many volunteers. And some people were attracted to our church through various classes. Actually, one of them was telling me about how she found us was through the online. She was searching. She had so many questions about life, and she was searching, and she just happened to visit our church and saw, oh, wow, there are classes where I can go and ask these questions. So she did. She didn't come to our worship first, but she came to our Sunday school class. Now she comes to our worship service too. And there are people, we have many offerings of learning opportunities, Bible studies and spirituality groups and book groups. And through all those classes, learning opportunities we offer people, many of you were attracted to our church. Some of you came to Campbell because of our mission offerings, mission and service opportunities. And you have been involved in many different mission service opportunities, and you continue to do so. Some of us came here because you were just driving by and saw this church all the time, somewhat weird looking, this upside down ship kind of building. You were curious and then just came in, and then you liked the church. You liked the congregation. Or for some of you, it was just right in your neighborhood, so you didn't want to, you were tired of driving far away to the former church, and this one day decided to just come, and then you were delighted to find a new church home here. Some people came here because of our inclusiveness. We are, as I said, we are a reconciling congregation. We are very inclusive. Some people, some of you came here because you came here and then found this church group to be so friendly. Some of you came here because someone invited you to just come and worship or come and listen to our beautiful, wonderful, marvelous choir music. Someone came because your family ties. You just had to come because your mother was here, your father was here, or your aunt was here. There was no other choice. But anyway, when you came, you liked us. Some of you told me you came here because of the pastor. I heard the name Pastor Scotty, Pastor Dick, Pastor Bobby, Pastor Ellen, Pastor Linda, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Kim, various pastors who have been the spiritual leaders of our church. Through those leadership, through them, you came to us. So, for many different reasons, you came here. However, when it came to why you decided, so coming to us does not make you automatically just to stay, right? But you made a decision to decide to stay. Do you know what that reason? Just regardless of why how you came to us, everyone said this. You decided to stay because of the people in the church. It was like, without exception, every single one said it was people. Actually, some people said Pastor Dick's great sermon. Actually, quite a number of people said that. But still, even so, the more important reason was people. That's what you said. When you came to Campbell soon, this church became not just a place where activities were held, where you worshiped, where you did some service work, where you volunteered, but this became a home where family gathered. You have found a new church family. Here is a sampling of what people have shared with me about their church experiences. Church has been our family. We do everything together. Our children missed the presence of their grandparents because we lived far away from our own families of origin. But older members of our church kind of adopted my children, and they had new grandparents here in this new family. We've had lots of difficulties in our lives, but my church family literally took care of us. There's a trust in the relationships that we have with each other here. Our church is not judgmental, but always accepting and welcoming. People are loving and caring. Yes, Campbell United Methodist Church is a welcoming and accepting, loving and caring congregation. This is why people need us. People need to come to Campbell United Methodist Church to worship, to fellowship, to grow in their faith. What a blessing. What a blessing it is for me to be one of the pastors here with Pastor Daniel of this wonderful church family. Like the first Christian faith community we heard about in today's scripture reading, we bring to our fellowship many differences in our personal backgrounds, experiences, expectations, and personalities. Yet We are united by our faith in Jesus Christ as believers comprising one body. And this unity is strengthened by the fellowships that are fostered as we keep coming together. Whether it is worship, discipleship, fellowship, mission, service, what matters is that we engage in these activities together as a family. The book of Acts describes this kind of family this way. When they were together, when believers, Christian believers were together, all things were in common. As Jesus told his disciples, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." It is when we are gathered as a community in relationship with each other that we are blessed with God's presence. But in this concept of family, the church family, I'm gonna just take a risk here, going down in your midst, because I really want to talk to you heart to heart. There is a danger of calling ourselves or looking, understanding, perceiving us as a church family. It sounds wonderful, right? But families can be very exclusive too. When you know each other very well, when you have a great relationship that have been developed for many years, you just love each other so much, so you don't really look around you and see who's new, right? That's what I have witnessed when I visited one of the churches in our area before I started here. It was a lovely, I will not tell you what church, the name of the church, but it was a lovely church, wonderful. The sanctuary was packed, and after the service, there was a great fellowship. Everyone was smiling and laughing and singing so well. The guest preacher was delivering great message. Everything was perfect, except no one talked to me. No one said hi to me. It was obvious, because they knew each other very well. I was a stranger. I was a new person there, right? But no one, even the persons sitting next to me, right and left, no one. So I made a decision. Well, I'm going to just introduce myself to them. So I said, "Hello, my name is Ogyeon Kim Jong. I am the new pastor at Campbell United Methodist Church." And then they said, "Oh, wonderful. Welcome to our area. Oh, I know someone in your church family. Oh, do you know Reverend Dick Corson?" So they opened up just so well to me. But it didn't happen until I introduced myself to them. And that happened in the sanctuary. That happened in the fellowship hall. Because I introduced myself freely to this church family, I ended up talking to several people. Got to know them very well. And I stayed there for half an hour, longer than half an hour after the worship service. It was great. But it took a courage on my part to really tell them, introduce myself. So after that, I came to our church. And of course, everyone knew I was coming. So everyone was so welcoming. "Hi, Pastor Ogyeon." Actually, everyone, I was so impressed. Everyone not only knew my name, but also was able to pronounce my name correctly. What an amazing experience as a first comer here. But I wondered, if anyone comes, any new person comes to us, will that person have that kind of experience that I had at this church? Because we are so loving to one another, just among ourselves. So we don't really think about other people. So far, what I've heard from different people among our church family was, has been actually the opposite. There have been some visitors who told me they felt so welcomed in our midst. Isn't it great? So I celebrate this with you, and I encourage you to continue to do so. Just turn to next to you. Turn to each other. Turn to that right and left and see who's sitting there. All right? And often people say, oh, I cannot really say hi to the people in the church because I don't know if they are church members or not. Well, no problem. Just say, hi, my name is so-and-so. Have I met you before? Right? If the person have met you, then that person, your neighbor, will tell you whether that person met you or not, if the person is already a member or new. If you find anyone visiting us for the first time, what do you do? Not only say hi, but help the person. Do not just disappear after worship service. Help the person feel so welcome. Take the person, walk with the person to the fellowship hall and offer a drink, offer cake, offer cookies. Help the person so feel welcomed, like part of our church family already on the first Sunday. And it would be great if that happens every single Sunday. That's what happened to the early church. They gathered together. They just shared everything in common, welcoming each other, trying to meet the needs of one another. When they did it, the Lord, they didn't have to go out even just get people. The Lord added a great number to that fellowship of the early church day by day. As Daylene said in the children's time, we are a family. This is a great church family. We celebrate our church as a family. But this family is not necessarily is not just for us, but is for all God's people, both existing members and new people. And we are going to receive 5 new people into this fellowship of our church. Is that wonderful? So whenever we get together for worship, fellowship, discipleship, mission, and service, let us celebrate together as a family, extending our welcome to everyone who walks into these doors of our church. Amen? Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.